Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:26 on a pretty nice Tuesday morning. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff Blair. Hope you're having a good morning. And we're going to be talking this morning with State Representative Nathan Reitz. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me on today. I'm actually on the road, so if I end up losing you, I will dial right back in.
Okay. Yeah, those cell signals sometimes have a way of disappearing along the routes.
I appreciate the opportunity to get on here, and I'm enjoying my first 4 weeks of serving as a representative for the 116th District.
And speaking of that, you know, you have had time now to get in and kind of get the feel of it. How are things going as far as that?
They're going well. Yesterday I was in Prairie du Rocher for a meeting over flooding issues and was out on the levee with them and saw what they were doing out by Fort Deschart to alleviate some sand boils that they were having out there. And also I ended up in Monroe County for a meeting last night and spent the afternoon in East Carondelet with St. Clair County. So I've learned a lot about sand boils here the last week or so.
Yeah, I bet. Of course, I think I heard on the news this morning that hopefully we've reached the crest. Hopefully things will start going back down at this point.
Yeah, St. Clair County, I thought by Thursday we're supposed to start dropping a foot a day is what Herb Simmons, the director there, said. So hopefully that is the case and we can get out of this crucial flood stage that we're in.
True. And one thing with your position, you know, a lot of times, you know, you get a new position and you get a little time to kind of get your feet wet and kind of get worked in. I mean, you got kind of thrown into the fire, I guess you could say.
I did. I got thrown in at a really good time. I got to see a lot of things happen these last 3 weeks and be involved in them. So it was a very, really a really good time to get in. A little scary at first, but all in all, it went well. Everything went well. At the end of the day, we had a very, very good bipartisan effort to pass a budget, which is a very good thing for our area.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take our first break here, and we'll come back and talk some more. We're talking today with State Representative Nathan Reitz here on The People Speak, and we will be right back after this. You're listening to Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. 9:35, welcome back. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good morning. Talking today with State Representative Nathan Reitz, who's joining us via phone this morning. And Representative Reitz in office for about 4 weeks now, as he said, his first 4 weeks. And that included quite a bit in the state legislature, including the adoption of a new state budget. And Representative maybe you can talk a little bit about the new budget and how some of the things went in Springfield as far as getting that passed.
I'm sorry, I did not hear most of it. You asked about the budget?
Yes, I was just asking, you know, I mean, I know the budget in the past years has been kind of a sticky topic, and we've had stalemates and everything. At this time, we have a budget in place when the budget year begins, and although be it you know, quite a few changes in it as well. I was just asking how that process went, and as far as getting that budget in place.
Okay, yeah. So working on, you know, the good thing about this budget is we definitely, it was a bipartisan budget that, you know, both Republicans and Democrats, they recognized that it had to be balanced. and you had to start paying the backlog of bills, which, as everyone knows, the state's way behind on bills. So part of that was, is they're going to pay down more than $1 billion worth of backlog in bills, which all business owners are definitely going to appreciate. The balanced budget really, it reflects a commitment from both sides to controlling costs and spending and investing in health care. There were some education increases. And it also, the budget actually holds the line on middle class taxes, which is very important to people in our area. For school funding, it was $375 million investment in new funding to public schools, which is considerable investment.
Right, that is one thing I was looking at here. Actually, what it says is the budget spends just over $40 billion and increases K-12 education funding by $375 million. One area that I noticed that it does also include, which hasn't always been included in past budgets, is increasing the higher education funding.
Yeah, the state's way behind on that. And another thing that the budget actually does this time is that there's a full pension payment, which is pension payment where everyone knows that's a problem in and of itself, so that making the full pension payment is definitely crucial.
Right. That is definitely something, people that put in the years of work and are promised a pension, that when they get to the point of retirement or whatever, they want to know that pension that they've been promised is going to be there.
Correct. And another thing that this budget does is it funds life-saving health services for our elderly, which is very important. One of the things that was neglected during the Ronner budget crisis, there's breast cancer screening, money, Meals on Wheels, money for child care. They're all properly funded in this budget as well.
I see also an increase in the funding for the Department of Children and Family Services, which is an agency that's been seeing a lot of cuts over the past 8 years.
Yeah, I forgot what the exact amount is, but there's quite a bit of money for DHS in there, and I've spoken to Shay a couple times, so hopefully we'll be able to get some of that our area.
One of the things that come with the and now this is also going to be voted on in the fall, of course, before it would take effect or whatever, but is the graduated income tax.
So the graduated income tax, it'll go on the ballot. The amendment that was passed, and I did vote for the amendment to allow voters to have a choice. That will go on the ballot November 2020. The part that I did not vote on was the rates, because property tax relief, which is going to be included in it, they weren't finished with the property tax relief package yet, so I couldn't consciously vote for the rates without seeing the property tax relief that's promised in the end. But I felt that it was the right thing to do to let people have the choice on whether they wanted to go to a graduated income tax or not.
And how would this affect, you're from Steelville in this area and stuff, the average earner in this area, if it were approved, ultimately?
I didn't quite hear everything, but in this area, 98.8% of taxpayers are going to pay the same or less. There is a website that you can go to, and I have not been on it yet, the Illinois.gov Fair Tax Calculator website. It's supposed to give you an idea of what your difference is going to be. So, I mean, there's a couple of key points are, you know, like I said, 98.8% of people in this district are going to pay the same or less. Property tax credits are supposed to increase, but so that has not been finalized yet. So that's why I could not vote for the race by any means without seeing that relief of the middle class.
I'm just kind of looking over some of the things from this session. In addition to the proposed, I guess we can call it proposed at this point because it still has to be voted on by the state voters in the fall. But one of the things I guess it's big on people's mind, especially around here right now, is the gas tax and fees. Gas tax doubling to 38 cents a gallon, diesel fuel getting bumped up 5 cents. One thing that I've heard too is in addition to that tax, there's also a sales tax on it. So how is that going to affect people? How do you feel about it? How do you feel that it's going to affect the economy?
Well, that was one I did not vote for Senate Bill 1939, which was the one that had the motor fuel tax, but obviously it did pass. With the infrastructure the way it is, we are going to see the one positive about that passing is the capital improvements for roads. You know, there's going to be several projects that go in our area that help create jobs, and we're going to get our roads back in shape. As most people know, roadway construction's been underfunded for many years, and so this is one thing that's really going to help out. But like I said, I did vote against that one just because of the motor fuel tax was the main reason, because it's going to make it easier for people to go across the bridge and get gas in Missouri. Then they're going to spend other money in Missouri that we ultimately could add here in Illinois.
Right. I guess one thing you could look at that it could possibly fund would be something important to this area, this district, several other districts around, would be the proposed four-lane highway that would run from Carbondale up to the St. Louis metro area.
Yeah, so I ended up being the sponsor on a Senate Joint Resolution 4, which extended the task force, the Southwest Illinois Connector Task Force, to at least keep studying the costs and feasibility of the four-lane highway. And it would be very important for, you know, not only this district, but all of downstate Illinois. So that is one hope, that maybe with this capital bill that eventually we can get that put into plan and have a four-lane highway through here.
Another thing that was in the bill is the expanded gambling expansion as well, but also added some new taxes on that as well. Another tax is an increase of $1 per pack on the cigarette tax, bringing the total tax on that now to $2.98. You know, you've got people on both sides of the fence on that, obviously, but being a former smoker, cigarettes are not something we absolutely have to have, so I don't have a huge problem with that. What was your thoughts on that increase on the cigarette tax?
Yeah, that was Senate Bill 690, which I did vote for that one. And the cigarette tax, I don't smoke either, but I do understand that it's going to be hard for people. It's a dollar a pack, which is a lot of money. But like you said, that is a choice that we have, and that's going to be another thing that in this area people are going to go across the bridge and like they do now to buy them, and that's going to be unfortunately another reason to force them across there to get cigarettes while they're getting gas. But the gambling expand, gaming bill portion of it, with Walker's Bluff being in there as a new facility, it's going to bring increased revenue, you know, not only to Williamson and Jackson County, but there's going to be people from several hours away that come stay and play and end up spending money in Randolph County and Monroe and St. Clair County just because they're in the area. So that's probably, in my mind, that's one of the best things about what was the vertical portion of the Capitol bill was the gaming expansion, because people are going across state lines to gamble now because of the accessibility of them, and we may as well keep them here.
Very true. I'll tell you what, Representative, we've got to take another quick break here. Let's go ahead and do that, and we will come back here on The People Speak and continue our discussion with State Representative Nathan Reitz. We'll be right back after this. And we got about 4 minutes left in our program this morning, talking with State Representative Nathan Reitz, and mainly talking about the budget, which was just recently passed by the state legislature, and some of the changes that resulted from that. One of those, obviously, one of the bigger ones, too, is the legalization of recreational marijuana in the state of Illinois.
So, you said medical marijuana or recreational?
I was talking about the vote on the legalizing recreational marijuana.
Okay. Yeah. The recreational marijuana, there was definitely a lengthy debate on that one that I ultimately voted against that one. The sheriffs were against that one because there's no real way to, there's no testing right now for it. So, they can't pull someone over and legally test them. And Farm Bureau, they were adamantly opposed of recreational marijuana as well. For the law enforcement aspect and our tractor trailer drivers, for CDLs, you have a zero tolerance. So that was, there's a lot of people that are affected and where I used to work at the power plant. I mean, most facilities have some sort of drug policy where you couldn't have used it anyway if you wanted to. And I didn't feel like it was, I would be representing my Southern Illinois values like I should have if I would have voted in favor of that one.
And one thing to keep in mind also, that federally, marijuana is still illegal.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Sorry. At the federal level, marijuana is still illegal in any state. So, I mean, whether Illinois passes it or not, and I know the federal government hasn't been going after marijuana crimes and stuff, cannabis crimes, as strongly as they have in the past, but still, it does, again, remain illegal at the federal level.
Correct. Yeah, that is correct. That's another reason that, in my opinion, we shouldn't have weighed in on it, but it's something that's passed, and we'll see what federally what they end up doing with it. If they do something, ultimately, that decision that the states have made might end up being reversed anyway.
Right. Another one I wanted to get in quickly here, too, was the minimum wage increase, which would rise to $15 an hour by 2025. There's arguments on both sides of the fence on that one. What is your thoughts on the wage increase?
The minimum wage increase, that's one that's going to be a hard one. I think there's a possibility that where we're at, it might send people across the border as well. So I wasn't able to vote on that one, but that my feeling is that it could cause some issues, being that we're a border state. So
especially, I would think, with businesses, when they can get by paying workers for much less, across the border.
Yeah, one of the things that I did want to touch on, I see we're running a little short on time, was I was chief co-sponsor on Senate Bill 1139, which is a pro-Second Amendment bill that helps us in Southern Illinois, keeps us from the Chicago market of trying to overregulate guns. One of the things it does is it clarifies that the World Shooting Complex is not impacted by some recently passed gun restriction laws. So it doesn't, the dealers won't have to pay the licensing fee that they would have. And if those would be imposed, we would have lost dealers at that came to the Grand usually. And that would have been very bad for our local economy. A couple other things that it does is it allows military personnel to apply for a FOID card or concealed carry card at 18 as opposed to 21. So, you know, they don't have to have their parents' permission if they're 18 years old and in the military, which is a very good thing. If they can serve us and serve our country, they should be able to apply for a FOID card and get a concealed carry permit on their own. And there were a few other things that it did there. One thing for people that conceal carry, it also extended the license. The 5 years is from the prior license instead of the renewal application date. So you don't get, if you apply 60 days early, you don't get 60 days taken off your next 5 years, which is, since it takes a while to get those back, it makes common sense.
Right. Well, Representative, thanks for being with us today, and thanks for kind of filling us in a little bit about what's going on in Springfield and in the 116th District.
I appreciate it. It was a pleasure being on there, and I'll look forward to the next time.
All right. We will talk to you again next month then. Have a great day.
I am keeping the office in Redbud still. So that number is still 618-282-7284. Please call.
All right. Again, thank you. And we will talk to you on the first Friday of July then. All right, State Representative Nathan Reitz here on The People Speak. That'll wrap things up. I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again next time. Have a great day.